I'm Rona Tarrant. The US government began reuniting immigrant children with their parents yesterday as ordered by a federal judge. But according to a court filing, the administration said 27 young migrant children are not eligible for reunification with their parents, and 12 other children's mothers or fathers have already been deported from the US. Nearly 3,000 children were separated from undocumented adults entering the US this year. The US has ramped up its trade war with China, listing $200 billion worth of additional products it plans to place tariffs on as soon as September. The move comes just days after the two countries imposed tariffs of $34 billion on each other's goods. The list names more than 6,000 items, including food products, minerals and consumer goods such as handbags, which will be hit with a 10% tariff. NATO leaders are gathering for what promises to be a divisive two-day summit in Brussels. President Trump's week-long trip will take in the NATO summit, as well as talks with British Prime Minister Theresa May, a meeting with the Queen, and a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki next Monday. The gathering in Brussels comes amid a deepening rift between Europe and the Trump administration over a range of issues, including the Iran nuclear deal, trade, climate change, and defence spending. The Catholic Mobilising Network has urged the state of Nevada to spare the life of a man who was scheduled to be executed on July 11th at a state prison. Scott Dozier was given the death penalty after being convicted in 2002 of the murder of 22-year-old Jeremiah Miller. The Catholic Mobilising Network urged the state not to go ahead with death by lethal injection and pushed to reform the criminal justice system. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.